Okay, so this is a self-hypnosis session on mindful eating. So what I'd like you to do is just make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and your arms. Find a comfortable position for your head, your back, your hands. Sit back with the marble in your hand, just noticing the weight of the marble in your hand, the feel of the marble in your hand. Noticing that focusing on the image of the marble just somehow brings a smile to your face. This is because marbles can somehow just bring us an instant sense of enjoyment. Holding the marble between your thumb and your forefinger, just roll it around, noticing its weight, perhaps the slight imperfections in the marble, anything that you can notice, realizing that something that beautiful doesn't have to be perfect. And as you look at the marble, just notice as it turns around in your hand how relaxing you feel. Just noticing, looking at the image of the marble. Good. Throughout this hypnosis session, I want you to just pay attention to your breathing. Pay attention to the words that are said. Don't try to block anything or force anything. Just let whatever happens, happens. Hypnosis is simply deeply focused concentration. You don't lose awareness in hypnosis as you would in sleep. Just deeply focusing on your breathing, focusing on the words that are said, and just letting things unfold. And you'll enjoy the maximal benefits of this self-hypnosis session. So what I'd like you to do now is roll your eyeballs up with your eyes open toward looking through your eyebrows as if you're looking at the top of your head, looking straight upwards. Good. Looking all the way up. Now take a very, very deep breath, the deepest breath you've ever taken, and hold. Now allow your eyelids to flutter closed as you continue to look upwards. Allow your eyelids to flutter closed as if they're glued together. One, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now as you let your breath slowly out, allow your eyeballs to relax to a comfortable position and allow yourself to go deep, deep within yourself, relaxing, feeling more deeply relaxed than you felt in a long time. Allow your mind to drift deep, deep within you. Deep within you, to that place that knows your feelings matter, that you're special. With every exhalation, allow your attention to drift deeply within yourself. Every exhalation, you'll be able to focus on the sensation of letting go, allowing your body to relax, and allowing your mind to drift deep, deep within you. If ever your thoughts wander, and they may, just directly bring them back to focusing on the sensation of drifting deep within you, focusing on the words that are said, and the sensations of relaxation growing within you, little by little, more and more. Continuing to allow your attention to go deep inside of yourself, deep, deep within your inside of yourself, allowing yourself to feel more relaxed than you felt in a long time. Perhaps imagining yourself drifting, floating, rocking, deep, deep within you. Focusing on the calm, easy feeling of breathing slow, deep, and easy. And with every exhalation, your mind just drifting deep, deep within you. And as you continue to go deeper into hypnosis, with every word that is said and every exhalation, you can allow your hand to close around the marble, and you can drift into a deep, deep hypnotic state, to a wonderful place of calmness, peacefulness, and serenity. Every exhalation allows you to drift deeper and deeper within yourself, letting go, relaxing, focusing on the words that are said and the sensation of drifting deeply inwards. imagining the color of the marble turning round in your mind's eye, lulling you deep, deep within you, seeing the colors turn round and round as the marble turns slowly and the sun reflects off the marble, beautiful colors swirling all around you, luring you into a deep, deep state of relaxation, more deeply relaxed than you felt in a long time. Every exhalation and every word that is said allows you to drift deeper and deeper now, allowing your mind to relax and your body to relax, a mental and physical holiday, as you drift deeper and deeper into hypnosis, drifting off to that pleasant place, place of serenity, peacefulness, and calm. Nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you. Drifting further and further with every exhalation, your body relaxing more and more. Gradually, little by little, noticing sensations of relaxation gradually increasing, perhaps spreading slowly upwards from your toes, your legs and upwards, or perhaps downwards from your hands, your shoulders, your face, your eyelids feeling heavy, your body feeling numb and at peace. Little by little, more and more sensations of relaxation spreading throughout your body. I don't really know the sensations that you'll notice. All that matters is you feel more comfortably relaxed, more at peace than you did a few moments ago. All that matters is you enjoy the sensations of relaxation gradually increasing throughout your body. Enjoy the sensation of letting go and drifting deep, deep within you. Letting go and relaxing now. Letting your mind drift to a deep, deep place of pleasantness, serenity, and calm, and your body, little by little, feeling more and more at peace, more relaxed. With every exhalation, letting go more and more, feeling your shoulders slump down and relax as your entire body relaxes little by little more and more. And your attention drifts deeply inwards to that pleasant place of stillness, calm, and deep relaxation. Not trying to control anything, not wondering, just letting go now. With every exhalation and every word that is said, you can drift deeper and deeper inside of yourself, focusing on the sensations of relaxation growing throughout your body, and the beautiful image of the marble turning around in your mind's eye, reflecting colors everywhere, beautiful colors surrounding you, luring you to a deep, deep state of relaxation. With every exhalation and every word that is said, you drift deeper and deeper into relaxation, calm, and peacefulness. Drifting deeper and deeper now. Taking a long, slow, easy, deep breath in. And as you exhale, just notice the sensation of release you feel as you let that breath all the way out. Feeling yourself drifting deeper and deeper. Noticing, imagining, feeling your body relax more and more. Letting go. Nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you. noticing more and more the sensations of relaxation increasing throughout your body. Perhaps noticing the numbness tingling in your hands or your feet, increasing little by little, more and more. Paying particular attention to the sensations of relaxation you feel. Allowing yourself to be curious and surprised by the things you'll notice, by the sensations of relaxation increasing throughout your body. Curious and surprised by how much more comfortable you feel now than a few moments ago. Curious and surprised, allowing yourself to let go now and enjoy the comfortable, deep relaxation as your mind continues to drift off to that pleasant place, calmness, peacefulness, and serenity. Taking another long, slow, easy breath in. Filling your lungs and your chest. Focusing on the sensation of release you feel as you let that breath all the way out. Feeling how your body is just sinking down. Feeling more comfortably relaxed. More at peace. Calm, easy ways of deep relaxation flowing throughout your body. Allowing your mind and your body to fully immerse itself in the sensation of letting go, relaxing, and your mind drifting. The image of the marble turning around in your mind's eye, filling you with a sense of warmth, comfort, and peace. It's a pleasing image and a wonderful sensation. And with every exhalation, as you continue to focus on the sensation of release and relaxation you feel, with every exhalation and with every word that is said, allowing yourself to drift deeper and deeper within yourself now, your mind drifting far, far away. Your mind can drift further away while your body relaxes. Drifting deeper and deeper within inside of yourself, just letting go now, and relaxing. Enjoying this mental and physical holiday. Every inhalation fills your lungs with nourishing oxygen, and every exhalation allows you to drift deeper and deeper, letting go and relaxing. Every exhalation is a signal to relax, allow your mind to drift further and further away, noticing the sensations of relaxation gradually increasing throughout your body. Allowing yourself to be curious and surprised by the sensations of relaxation increasing. Curious and surprised, with nothing to bother you and nothing to disturb you. And as you go deeper and deeper into relaxation, with every exhalation and every word that is said, The doorway to your unconscious mind opens up, and with your permission, I have the opportunity to talk to your unconscious mind, to give it information that'll help you to be able to use self-hypnosis to manage any urges to eat and binge. You'll be able to use the power of the unconscious mind to help you each and every day, to manage any urges to binge or to eat, eating foods that are not good for you, eating too much food. I have the ability to talk to your unconscious mind, to give it information to help you each and every day. By doing this exercise, you're learning what it feels like to be comfortably relaxed. You're building a deep and lasting memory of relaxation that you can use any day to help yourself find comfort, peace, and calm. When you're relaxed, you cannot be upset, angry. You cannot feel bad, shame, or guilt. And when you feel calm, you'll no longer be overwhelmed by urges to binge or a desire to eat foods that are not healthy for you. Instead, you'll feel calm and be able to make more mindful choices about your food. The next time you close your eyes and you focus on the image of the marble, the real or the imagined marble, you'll be able to recreate sensations of deep relaxation so that you can calm your mind and your body and make more mindful choices about the foods that you eat. Your marble, the real or imagined marble, will be a reminder to you of your ability to create calm in your mind and your body so that you can make more mindful choices of the food you eat. So now I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count, with every count, you'll become much more deeply relaxed. So that when I reach the count of 10, at the count of 10, you'll be resting in a deeply pleasant hypnotic trance. So comfortable, so calm, so deeply relaxed. And as I count, it's most important to focus on the growing sensations of relaxation you notice throughout your body. It's most important to notice the sensations of relaxation, as the numbers are only a guide to help you focus on the sensations of relaxation growing throughout your body. One, taking a long, slow, easy breath in. As you let that breath out, just focus on the sensations of relaxation growing slowly throughout your body. Feel the sensation of release as you let that breath all the way out. Focus on the sensation of drifting. Continuing to relax more and more with every word that is said and every number that is said, relaxing more and more, allowing yourself to be curious and surprised by the sensations of relaxation. And two, another slow, easy breath in. And letting that breath all the way out. Noticing that relaxing feeling coming over you as you continue listening to my voice. Noticing that relaxing feeling continuing to deepen and spread as you continue to exhale. Feeling your arms relaxing more and more. Your hands and your fingers relaxing. Little by little, more and more, noticing the relaxation in your legs, your cheeks, your jaw. Noticing that comfortable heaviness in your eyes, increasing more and more with every exhalation. Your entire body, little by little, more and more, continuing to relax. And three, another long, slow, easy breath in. And out. Letting go now. Letting yourself sink into a deeper, deeper, pleasant hypnotic state. Feeling more and more relaxed, more at ease, more comfortable. Continuing to relax deeper and deeper all the time as you continue listening to my voice. And four, another slow, easy breath in. And out. Letting yourself sink down now, more and more. As I continue to count, with every count, that wonderful, relaxing feeling will continue to increase more and more. Until you notice yourself drifting deeper and deeper into a deeply pleasant trance. And five, another slow, easy breath in. And out. Letting it all out. Noticing the sensation of letting go, feeling the sensation of drifting, comfortably, deeply relaxed, drifting deeper and deeper into a pleasant hypnotic trance, your mind drifting further and further away. Allowing yourself to be curious and surprised as you progressively become more and more aware of the deep sensation of relaxation, growing more comfortable, more at ease, so that when I reach the count of 10, you'll be resting in a deeply pleasant hypnotic trance. So comfortable, so at peace, so calm. And six, another slow, deep, easy breath in. And out. Letting it all go now. Letting yourself drift deeper and deeper now. Drifting deeper and deeper into deep relaxation. More comfortable, more at ease, more peaceful than you felt in a long time. Your mind drifting far, far away. And with every exhalation, and every word that I say, and every number that I count, by the time I get to the count of 10, you'll be resting in a deeply pleasant hypnotic trance. Drifting deeper and deeper all the time, with every exhalation and every word that is said. And 7, another long, slow, easy breath in. And out. Continuing to drift deeper and deeper into trance. And 8, noticing how you're growing more and more comfortable, more and more at ease, more and more deeply relaxed. So much so that when I reach the count of 10, at the count of 10, you'll be resting in a deeply pleasant hypnotic trance. And 9, noticing how with every exhalation, every word that is said, you're drifting, continuing to drift slowly, deeply into a deep, pleasant, hypnotic trance, continuing to drift deeper and deeper all the time, drifting in a deep and pleasant trance. Enjoying the mental and physical holiday as your mind drifts further and further away and your body grows increasingly more relaxed. And 10, drifting, continuing to drift deeper and deeper into a pleasant hypnotic trance, continuing to allow yourself to be curious and surprised by the sensations of relaxation you'll feel as you continue to drift deeper and deeper now, deeper and deeper with every exhalation and every word that is said. Drifting deeper and deeper all the time. Now in a moment, I'm going to slowly count from 1 to 3. And as I do, I'd like you to simply take 3 very deep breaths, one at a time. And as you let each breath out, I want you to simply notice how you sink further and further into relaxation, feeling much more deeply relaxed and in a much deeper, deeper hypnotic trance. So that when I reach the count of 3, at the count of 3, you'll be resting in a deeply, deeply pleasant hypnotic trance. Okay, 1, take a very full deep breath now. Good, and let it go. Let yourself sink deeper and deeper. Just let yourself go now. Just let yourself relax now. Drifting deeper and deeper. And 2, another very full deep breath. And let it go. Let yourself go now more and more. Not doing anything, not trying anything, just letting go now. No effort, everything is effortless. Sinking deeper and deeper into comfort. Feeling yourself becoming more at peace, more relaxed, more calm. Letting go of everything but the comfort you feel throughout your entire body. And at the same time, feeling curiously detached. Very, very detached. Your whole body feeling completely detached. As your mind drifts into a deeper, deeper, pleasant hypnotic trance. And three, take a very, very deep breath now. And let it go, sinking down, very, very deeply relaxed. Letting yourself drift deeper and deeper, drifting deeper and deeper all the time as you continue listening to my voice. You truly understand the power of the unconscious mind. The unconscious mind is a powerful thing. It's a powerful tool that you can use. You can have at your disposal each and every day to help you manage any strong feelings and any urges to binge. The unconscious mind is a powerful tool, and you now truly understand the power of the unconscious mind. And it is a tool that you have at your disposal. Each and every day you practice this self-hypnosis. Your ability to use the powers from the unconscious mind will grow stronger. The benefits will last longer. You'll be able to manage any strong, distressing feelings. You'll be able to face them. You'll be able to notice urges to binge. And be able to distance yourself from these urges, instead making more mindful choices of the foods you wish to eat. You'll feel yourself more aware of your emotions, more aware of your habits and your behaviors. By using the power of the unconscious mind each and every day as you practice this self-hypnosis, you'll have a powerful tool at your disposal to help you change old habits, to deal with strong distressing feelings in different, more mindful ways. Because of this treatment, and every time you practice this self-hypnosis, you'll become much more deeply relaxed, more deeply hypnotized, and better able to manage any urges to binge each and every day. These abilities will grow stronger each and every day you practice this self-hypnosis. The benefits will last hours, days, and weeks. You'll be able to better relax your mind, relax your feelings, and to decide upon which course of action you want to address any strong urges to binge. You'll be able to make choices that are more in keeping with your goals of fitness, your goals of weight loss, your goals of growing self-esteem, feeling proud about yourself, confidence in your ability to accomplish anything. These are the goals that'll be in the forefront of your mind. Each and every day, you'll be more aware of any distressing feelings. You'll be more aware of any urges to binge, and you'll be able to manage these urges in different ways, ways that are more in keeping with your goals of fitness, health, sense of accomplishment, confidence, and self-esteem. You will know, you will come to realize that you are the boss of your feelings. Your feelings don't dictate what you do. Urges to binge don't dictate You are in charge. You're the boss. You can decide what you eat, how much you eat, and when you eat. You are the boss. Each time you practice this self-hypnosis and you hear the words, let go, you'll be able to relax yourself quickly, falling into a deep, deep hypnotic trance. And the benefits of this self-hypnosis will grow stronger each and every day, lasting hours, days, and weeks. You'll find yourself more mindful, more aware of your emotions, more aware of your urges, and better able to make different choices. You've now become so deeply relaxed and deeply hypnotized, your mind is more receptive to the things that I say, so much so that everything I mention will sink deeply into the unconscious part of your mind. It'll cause a deep and lasting impression there that nothing will erase. Consequently, these things that I mention to your unconscious mind will come to the forefront of your conscious awareness each and every day, and they'll exercise a greater and greater influence over the way you feel, over the things you do, and the behaviors you engage in, because they are things that you feel strongly about. These things that I mentioned to your unconscious mind will remain embedded there, firmly embedded in the unconscious mind after you've left here, when you're no longer with me, and they'll continue to exercise the same great influence over the way you feel and your behaviors. During this deep hypnotic state, you're going to feel physically stronger, fitter, mentally able to manage any strong, distressing feelings, any strong urges to binge. You'll see yourself more mindful, more aware of the choices you make, and better able to make choices that are in keeping with your goals of feeling fitter, of losing weight, of feeling more confident and accomplished. You'll feel calmer, confident during the day, and better able to manage any strong, distressing feelings. You'll be able to remind yourself you are the boss, that those distressing feelings are simply feelings. Those urges to binge are simply urges. You needn't react to them. You needn't do anything. You can make different choices. You are the boss. As you know, strong feelings and thoughts come and go. What was bothersome a week ago is no longer bothersome. What was bothersome a day ago is no longer bothersome. Strong thoughts and feelings come and go. So it makes sense to learn a way of distancing yourself from strong thoughts and feelings so you needn't react to them. It makes sense to understand that these strong thoughts and feelings will pass you by, like clouds in the sky, a ship floating off on the horizon. It comes and it goes. Strong thoughts and feelings are never the same, they're always changing. So it makes sense to learn a way to distance yourself from any strong thoughts and feelings so you don't have to react, you're less attached to them. They don't overwhelm you, so that you can learn to experience strong, distressing thoughts and feelings and urges. You can experience them, notice them, and let them pass you by. So this technique you'll learn, you'll be able to recognize any strong, distressing thoughts and feelings. you'll be able to refrain yourself from acting upon them. You'll be able to relax yourself and to resolve to choose a different action. So you'll be able to recognize, refrain, relax, and resolve. Recognize, refrain, relax, and resolve. Recognize, refrain, relax, and resolve to choose a different course of action, a different behavior. So now what I'd like you to do is to remember a recent time in the last month when you were experiencing a strong, distressing feeling that was uncomfortable for you. Perhaps it was a strong feeling of shame, frustration, anger, or perhaps a strong urge to binge, whatever it was. A distressing feeling. I want you to recall that feeling now. And when you can identify an event, just allow one of your fingers to float up to indicate. Good. Relax your finger now. Good. Now what I want you to do is to amplify those feelings. Let the feelings grow more intense, strong. Let those feelings intensify now, remembering where you were, how you were triggered, and what you were thinking and feeling. It's perfectly okay to let those feelings come up now because they'll be going away in a few moments. Take all the time you need to remember all the details. Bring up all the details. Let yourself experience the feelings right now. Notice the thoughts you are having. The feelings where in your body you were experiencing these feelings. Perhaps it was a tightness in your chest, a tension in your hands, tension in your stomach. Let yourself experience the feelings right now, noticing the feelings, the thoughts, the beliefs, the urges. And when it feels intense, just allow one of your fingers to float up to indicate. Okay, good. You're doing very well, Christy. So recognize the thoughts and the feelings and the urge to act on these thoughts and feelings. Recognizing is the first step of mindfulness. Recognizing the thoughts and the feelings. Recognizing is the first part to healing. So when you can recognize these thoughts and feelings, the urges to act, the urge to respond, perhaps the self-criticalness in your head, the doubt, the shame, the guilt, whatever is going on, when you can recognize these thoughts and these feelings, allow one of your fingers to float up to indicate. Take all the time you need to recognize these thoughts and feelings. And when you can recognize them, allow one of your fingers to float up to indicate. Good. And the second step to healing is seeing yourself refrain from acting. Seeing yourself refrain from acting on these thoughts and these feelings. Strong thoughts and feelings come and go. See yourself refrain from acting on them. See yourself sitting there, mindfully, aware, recognizing the thoughts and feelings, but not acting on them. And as you refrain from acting on those thoughts and feelings, I want you to take 10 long, slow, deep breaths in and out. And as you let each breath out, in your mind's eye, I want you to take a step back from those thoughts and those feelings. And with every step back you take, the feelings, the thoughts will grow less intense. They'll grow smaller, more insignificant. As you choose to refrain from acting on those strong thoughts and feelings, see yourself mindfully taking 10 long, slow, deep breaths in and out, and taking a step back, away from those strong thoughts and feelings, as if they're on a screen across the room from you, projected there, distant from you, external from you, removed from you. And every step back, these strong thoughts and feelings grow less intense. Everything, little by little, starts to feel calmer, like the waves on a lake. Calm, slowly growing still, the lake becoming glass again, the feelings within you growing calmer, less intense, the knots disappearing, the urges slipping away. With every exhalation, you get further and further away from these strong thoughts and feelings. They grow more distant, smaller, insignificant, like a ship disappearing on the horizon, getting smaller and smaller and smaller, like a balloon floating up in the sky, getting more distant, smaller, so that eventually it's a little speck and then disappears. Like a leaf floating down a river, growing more distant, more insignificant, barely noticeable. With every 10 long, slow, deep breaths you take a step back in your mind's eye. The feelings grow less intense, smaller, more insignificant. The thoughts are more distant, more removed. Little by little, more and more. With every step back, it all grows smaller, calmer. You can see that these thoughts, these urges, these feelings were your thoughts. They came from within, and because they came from within, you have the ability to distance yourself from them, to make different choices. You can choose to recognize the thoughts, the feelings, the urges, to refrain from acting on them, to distance yourself, relax yourself, and to make different choices. Little by little, as you let those feelings pass you by, you sit with those feelings without acting. They'll grow less intense, more insignificant, smaller and smaller. your feelings, your thoughts, your urges. You are the boss. You're in charge of them. You can let them pass you by. Let them grow less intense, insignificant without acting on them. Recognizing, refraining, and relaxing. Relaxing your mind and your body using 10 long, slow, deep breaths. Distancing yourself from them. Watching the feelings and thoughts, urges without judging. Just observing the feelings from a distance, no judgments, without self-criticism. Just observing them like a detached scientist. Like an interesting phenomena, seeing them come up and disappear. Wondering, but not acting. Allowing yourself to be a kind, silent witness to your thoughts, your feelings, and the urges, knowing you're the boss, knowing you don't need to act on these thoughts, feelings, and urges, knowing with the power of your unconscious mind, you can let these thoughts, feelings, and urges pass you by without acting. Continue to take 10 long, slow, deep breaths in and out, taking a step back in your mind's eye with every breath, getting more distance from these strong thoughts, feelings, and urges. As you continue to relax yourself, calm yourself, restore peace and calm, I'd like you to imagine a soothing white light above your head. The soothing white light of healing spreads slowly down over your mind, over your chest, your heart, your stomach, restoring calm, restoring balance, calm, peacefulness, and tranquility is restored as slowly, little by little, the healing white light spreads down from your mind all the way down over your body. Calm, peacefulness, and tranquility has been restored. And as you take a long, slow, deep breath, imagining the healing white light, as you breathe in, imagine you're breathing in soothing comfort, comfort and love. And as you're breathing out, you're releasing frustration, doubt, shame. You're breathing in soothing comfort and love. And you're releasing frustration, doubt, and shame. You're breathing in soothing comfort and love. And you're releasing frustration, doubt, and shame. Taking a moment to make a resolution with yourself, to resolve that your behaviors, your choices, your reactions will from now on be more in keeping with your goals. Your resolution is knowing you're the boss, you're in charge. You can make choices that are more in keeping with your goals of fitness, weight loss, increase self-confidence and self-esteem. Your choices, your behaviors, and how you respond to strong feelings, urges, and thoughts are within your control. You're the boss. You resolve yourself to make choices and decisions that are more in keeping with your goals. as I'm quiet now for a moment, make a resolution with yourself. Good. Remember, binging is simply an old habit. It's an old habit, a way for you to run away from strong feelings and thoughts. You now have the ability to be more mindful of strong thoughts and feelings, to sit with these uncomfortable feelings, to recognize them, to acknowledge them, to refrain from acting in old ways. You can refrain by relaxing your mind and your body, taking 10 long, slow, deep breaths in and out, and allowing those strong, distressing feelings, thoughts, and urges to pass you by, knowing you have the ability to calm your mind and your body using self-hypnosis. You have the power of the unconscious mind at your disposal. You can relax your mind and your body to distance yourself from strong feelings, thoughts, and urges. You can refrain from acting out on these strong thoughts and feelings in the old way, the old habit. Instead, you can resolve to make different choices that are more in keeping with your goals of fitness, weight loss, self-esteem, accomplishment, and self-confidence. You can recognize these strong thoughts, feelings, and urges, refrain from acting, relax your mind and your body, and resolve to make choices that are more in keeping with your goals. Recognize, refrain, relax, and resolve. Recognize, relax, refrain, and resolve. Recognize, relax, refrain, and resolve. You are the boss. You are in charge. In a moment, when I count from 1 to 7, you'll open your eyes and you'll feel alert without feeling tired, without feeling drowsy. You'll feel much better for this deep and pleasant hypnotic experience, both mentally and physically. You'll feel confident in yourself and in the future. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 7. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5. Feeling more alert, more aware. 6. Feeling more aware of the placement of your fingers and toes. And 7. You can open your eyes, feeling relaxed, refreshed with a sense of well-being.